All right.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Trini T and Jenny T. That's your girl. It's say it, don't spray it. What's happening?
Great intro. Let's get this show on the road so we can watch football.
Yeah. Which is apparently Jenny's favorite sport this year.
I really have had a renaissance with football this year. I don't know what is going on with me.
Yeah. I love it. But
I've always liked football, and I like, you know that. I've always enjoyed the ambiance of football.
Yeah.
But this year, I feel like I've been paying attention a lot more
to
the games. And like, I've been interested in watching the game. Whereas I used to be just like, all right, have football in the background and I'll like be on my phone or, you know, doing whatever. But this year I'm like, I'm into the game and I'm like, come on. Every time like the team I'm rooting for does something bad, like I am in it to win it.
Yeah. I don't really know why. It's crazy. I love it though. You know,
I don't know. I think it's because like I have nothing else to do. So like I can't drink during the games anymore. So
yeah,
like that can't occupy me. So like, I literally have to pay attention or else I'll just be bored.
That's fair.
So I think that's it. But yeah, I'm really into football right now. And Memphis is playing.
Playing Florida State. Florida State's horrible. That's what we're seeing. If anybody else is watching this game, it's pretty great.
It's Memphis. Funny because Trent and I both are like, forget we went to Memphis sometimes.
Memphis, what?
Okay. And then like as soon as they come on, we're like, yeah, go Tigers! Yeah. Like the biggest Memphis fans ever.
Come on.
Like today I was like, you even were an athlete at Memphis. Like, that's pretty sweet.
I was. But, you know.
Swag. But this year we're rooting for UT.
Not Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not Tennessee.
Not the Vols.
The Vols and Tears.
That's what I don't understand. It's V-O-L-S. It makes me want to say Vols.
It's the Volunteers, not the Volunteers.
Well, that's stupid.
So we're...
I don't know why
don't really
we like
care.
Texas.
Because they're good.
Well, it's not A&M. That helps. Because A&M sucks.
I'm a Memphis fan.
Sure.
But we're gonna go to the playoffs this year. Maybe.
Really?
It's 12 teams. We got a
we're
chance.
That good?
We got a chance. Because we don't play. I don't know if there's one automatic bid is what they call it for like a non-Power 5 school.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a chance to get the bid. If we got to go probably undefeated. Which is possible, I think.
When did we switch coaches?
It's been a couple years ago.
Was last year the first year?
A couple years ago.
No.
I don't know.
Sorry. You know what I miss? We were just talking about this last night. Memphis Pizza Cafe.
Ooh.
Let's talk about spots in Memphis that if we went back, we would 100% hit up. Memphis Pizza Cafe. I'll go first. I would also go to City Silo.
Hey, I thought we were going to, like, take turns.
Oh. Your turn.
You can have City Silo. Central Barbecue.
Ah, the nachos.
Barbecue nachos.
Barbecue nachos. What else? Rendezvous? Would you go back there?
You've never been there.
Yeah, I have.
Really?
Oh, flight.
Oh, yeah.
100% flight.
Sure.
Oh, my God. I miss flight. I would also go back to Hen House. Was that it? That
Hen House
bar?
Was good.
Yeah.
And get some the French fries, the poot.
The poutine.
Poutine, yeah. I was like, what the
poutine? I'd also go back to Rail Garden. That was fun.
Rail Garden, yeah. They're cool. There's a bunch of cool spots.
What was Memphis. The spot that was downtown that was similar to Rail Garden that we went to a bunch of times where our parents met for the first time?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, though.
Laughlin
Yard.
Laughlin Yard,
Laughlin
there you
Yard,
go.
Yeah.
God, good times.
Good times.
It's like, it's so easy to forget like we were even there.
Yeah, it seems like it's a long
time
ago.
Well, at least for me, because I wasn't there as long as you.
Yeah. It seems like it was forever ago, but it wasn't that long ago. Like 3 years.
No, yeah.
But 3 years is
kind
of a long time. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on since then, so.
Crazy. But yeah, can you believe that last Sunday I was like glued to the TV for...
No, you really weren't.
Not as long as you, but...
You really weren't, though. You went shopping and...
Yeah, but, like, I need breaks here and there. I can't just, you know, focus all the time on football. But I was into the night game. I've been into the primetime games, like Thursday night football.
Ooh,
catch me watching.
Catch
you were
me.
Like, you want to watch a show? I'm like, no, I want to watch football.
No, I was talking about a show before the game started. You're like, oh, what's the pregame?
Literally. I'm so cool.
Pre-game. What are you talking about?
At this point, we might have it on in the hospital while I'm in labor, if it's on.
I'm fine with that. It'll be Monday Night Football.
Oh, could
if,
be.
If
could
we
be.
Go through that, all the way towards that or whatever. Yeah. To the date.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool.
But yeah, it's football season is rocking and rolling. I can't wait to like make soup, have a newborn baby, be watching football.
Broccoli cheddar soup.
Yeah, broccoli cheddar soup sounds.
It's gotta be below 60 degrees, maybe even 55 degrees to make soup.
We had some really good weather, and then
really, it is just like humid.
Really shitty weather. Like we got a glimpse of fall.
It's that Texas teaser.
It really was a Texas teaser. And it felt so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like I wanted to just soak it up outside. I didn't want to go inside at all. It was like, it was to the point, remember when we came?
I want to soak up the sun.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Remember when... I lost my train of thought.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. We were outside and we came inside and inside it was too stuffy. And we were like, we need
last
to go
weekend,
back outside. Yes.
Felt better outside it than felt, in our
and
house.
And that hasn't happened in months.
No, yeah. So we were like excited. And then this morning,
I literally ran to the store and got pumpkin spice latte flavored creamer for my coffee that I don't drink. Because I was like, it's fall, y'all.
Yeah. And then this morning it was about... Well, it said like 80 degrees, but it was humid.
God, it felt miserable.
God,
it was like right back into the just nasty summer heat. I was walking and I was like, I don't think my legs can move anymore. I think I might actually pass out. And, you know, it is what it is. But I really want the fall weather back. But I can't wait for that. Like, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah,
we got at least another week. Or two.
Yeah.
Because the forecast says like high, low 90s.
I have a bone to pick with the NFL.
Okay.
Pick I have a couple bones pick to em. Pick with the NFL. Okay. One, why the fuck Kendrick Lamar?
I like Kendrick Lamar because it's loyalty, got loyalty inside my veins.
Inside my DNA. Isn't that the words?
I think it says both. But he, I mean, dude, he remembers like eating syrup sandwiches and getting grandma's allowances. So.
I just am so depressed. They really, they missed the mark here. I think it'll be an okay halftime show because it'll be like, you know, it'll be
lots of action.
I'm sure he'll bring out some people. But it's just like, come on. Like, can we not just pick Miley Cyrus? Why?
No, screw that. It should have been Lil Wayne. It's in New Orleans.
Didn't Lil Wayne already do it?
No.
Was it? So Kendrick Lamar was a part of the 50 Cent. Remember when they did a bunch of...
Drake.
No, Drake never did the halftime.
He?
Drake
yeah,
has not been...
No, I was talking about the Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef. So it's funny. I've been seeing a bunch of stuff.
So random.
No, it's not. I've been seeing a bunch of stuff because you know he just made a song about Drake or whatever.
Yeah,
they're saying that
beefing.
he's gonna freaking sing that song like five times at the Super Bowl if Drake's.
Yeah,
gonna.
Like one of his songs or something mentions the Super Bowl or something. I don't know, but yeah, that I don't know anything about that stuff. But Kendrick Lamar technically has already performed at a halftime show because he was with the 50 Cent crew that did it that one year. So that's not fair, and I think that Kendrick Lamar should not be doing the Super Bowl.
Well, when we're done with this podcast, we're going to probably write the NFL a very strongly worded email, and, you know, hopefully our voice is heard.
You know who we also need to write a strongly worded letter to?
Who?
The freaking doctors of America.
Oh, my gosh.
We got a bill in the mail, Trent. Literally just went to like the primary physician because he felt a little sick and he wanted to get a COVID flu and strep test.
Yeah.
We got a bill for like $500.
Yeah.
From one teeny tiny doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And insurance covered probably half of that.
Yeah.
And that is ridiculous. It was a 20-minute appointment.
Yeah.
$250? Are you joking? So that, I would like to write a strongly worded email to them.
To freaking the government.
Ridiculous. Like, now when I'm sick, I'm just not going to go to the doctor.
I'm never going to the doctor again. I'm never going.
Damn.
I'm going to hit the black market for some amoxicillin. Yeah. And suck it up.
He said, I'm going to go door to door asking the neighbors for amoxicillin.
You got any of that amoxicillin on you?
Wink, wink.
I swear, I'm good for it. I'm sick. I don't have insurance.
So yeah, they should have picked Miley Cyrus. Big miss there.
I don't think it's Miley Cyrus though.
And I feel like we need to.
Can you like elaborate on your Miley Cyrus? Why you think that? Why is a big miss?
Because do you not remember last year when I
was that the only reason it's a big miss?
No, I predicted that she was going to be it because she was having a moment. Like she's an icon. She has so many good hits. She is an American sweetheart. She hits the right audience. Even our parents would appreciate Miley Cyrus being the Super Bowl halftime show. Yeah. We, our age, a little younger would, like, it would hit a large audience. And it's just like, why do we keep picking rappers?
Because loyalty got loyalty. It's not my DNA. But
big miss.
You want to hear a prediction? So I think that maybe 10 years, maybe not that long, but like Taylor Swift's going to like take a hiatus and like a break from music. And
yeah, because
like,
she's going to get pregnant.
Maybe.
She's going to get married. She's going to have babies.
And then she's going to come back with the Super Bowl halftime show. And then she's going to be back.
She's back on our screens at football games.
She's back again. Did you see that Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes sat in separate suites at the game?
Yeah, that was, I mean, that's nothing. Like, of course, because she was with his family.
Well, they made a big deal about it, but then like the next day. Yeah, and then the next day they were at the tennis
match together. Here's what bothers me about the world that we live in.
Tell us.
Brittany Mahomes liked one tweet about Trump, okay?
Yeah.
And everyone goes crazy because, oh my God, she supports Trump. Oh my God, that's terrible. And then on the other hand, we have Taylor Swift coming out and endorsing Kamala and telling everyone to register to vote. And she's like the greatest for doing that. Why is Brittany Mahomes not able to have her own political opinion without being just like ridiculed?
Because she's
like, why is it? It feels like it's the Kamala people.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All just like being so rude. If anyone thinks like, and meanwhile, we're not sitting here saying that Taylor Swift is wrong for endorsing Kamala. She can believe whatever the fuck she wants to believe. She can vote for whoever the fuck she wants to vote for.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That's what I say. She can think whatever she wants. She can vote for whoever she wants, but she's wrong, you know. But no, but I mean, that's it. Like, Patrick,
it's so frustrating.
Did you see Patrick Mahomes' interview? They asked him about it.
Uh-huh.
And he said that because they saw him together at the tennis match or whatever.
Right.
And
yeah.
He was like, I don't base my friendships off of somebody, people's political views. He said, if I think somebody's a good person, I'll hang out with them. And I was hanging out with good people.
Yeah.
So
it's so annoying. Like, why do we need to? It's so fucked up. Anyway, did you see videos of Taylor and Travis at the tennis game?
No.
They were freaking getting nasty, grinding on each other like a
at
bunch
the tennis
of
match?
Junior high kids. Yes.
Let's go, Travis.
Literally. And he was watching
I saw he was watching
Sunday football on his phone. Which I saw they talked about it on the podcast. He was like, yeah, like I'm not gonna miss the first Sunday of NFL football. Like, no way.
Absolutely not. Did you see his outfit? Like Gucci looks like an idiot.
Yeah, he's been looking questionable, but honestly,
I think Taylor Swift's dressing him.
His outfits have been questionable, but I'm kind of digging his mustache and his hair right now, which is shocking. Like, you would think that I would like his buzz cut hair and whatever before, but I'm kind of liking this vibe of Travis.
Hey, Travis.
I think he had a glow up.
Travis. My wife's taken, so back off.
I got told last night that I look like an actress.
Yeah.
So basically, but
he never said who you actually thought you look like.
No, but I'm going to guess it's someone really good looking.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
Yeah, so Taylor's back, and she's not going to be doing the halftime show anytime soon.
No, you're that's right. Why I said 10 years.
It's going to be years and years down the road.
She's going to be like grandma. She's going to...
Yeah, she's going to come out of like almost retirement.
She's going to write an album about her kid and her husband, Travis probably. But, and then debut at the halftime show.
Did you see that she accepted an award at the VMAs and she said something about her boyfriend, Travis?
No.
And so people are like, oh, they're not engaged.
Duh.
They're still boyfriend, girlfriend. I feel like I can't breathe right now. My freaking acid reflux is on another level. And this child is...
chilling. Trying to come out
too much room. Throat. Yeah. I'm pregnant, if y'all didn't know.
Oh. Surprise.
There is a baby inside of me. There's no denying that anymore. No. Like, if anyone was questioning it, you can't question it any longer. There is a child inside of
me. There's one in there, for sure. We got the...
It's more so an alien, but...
It's a baby. No, it's not an alien. Mm-hmm. We saw the sonogram, and it's like a full-on baby.
Yeah, so we just had our
7-week
appointment, which was supposed to be our 36 appointment, but my doctor couldn't get me in because doctors apparently suck these days. So we went to our 37-week appointment and got our sonogram. They were checking for the baby's growth. And it's just shitty because at this point you can't see shit. Like the baby's taking so much room inside the belly that like when they put the gel on and they try to see anything, it's just like, what am I looking at? Like the whole time I was sitting there like, ma'am.
Wow.
What are we looking at? What is this? What is this on the screen? But we were able to see a profile.
Yeah.
We saw baby yawn.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was like the coolest thing. It like opened its mouth and its like tongue came out and it was like doing a big yawn, which like, why are you tired? Like, I'm sorry. What have you done?
Maybe you yawned.
Literally all you do is sleep and hiccup.
And punch you in the ribs.
And punch me in the ribs. Does that make you really tired?
Wow.
Hard life for our child in there.
It's a hard knocks life. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, baby's measuring in the 8th percentile.
Small baby.
Which is tiny, teeny tiny baby. 5 pounds, 7 ounces at 37 weeks, which we're getting a growth scan at this point every week to make sure that everything is on track, which, so say I go full term, so we have another 3 weeks. If baby gains 0.5 pound a week, like it should, I mean, that's like the typical, they say at this point, then really we should have a normal sized baby by the end of this, if we go all the way.
Yeah. But regardless, no worries.
Yeah, the doctors didn't seem too concerned about it. They were like, up 8th percentile, and I was like, oh my God. And she was like, yeah, all good.
Got a small baby, but... it's all good. Everything looks good.
Yeah, I just think it's like my body can't. Like, there's no way. I'm just so, like, petite.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go out a little further.
Which you might still.
I probably will.
A little.
But, like, other than that, ain't no room.
Ain't no room.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
What is this, like a freaking... sing-along podcast?
Karaoke.
Oh, yeah. Where's the lyrics?
So what else happened at our appointment? I got fisted by my doctor.
Ooh, yeah.
Which was just really exciting. And Trent was, like, amazed watching it.
Yeah, I was. Kind of turned me on.
What?
That's a joke, everybody.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. So I was expecting... like to bring out some contraption or something and, you know, open it up and see how much you dilated. And she just sticks her fingers in there. And she's like, felt the head. And I was like, what? Well, so naturally, we went home. We tried it at home.
Okay, backing up. What? I think the reason you thought that she was going to bring out all those tools and stuff is because you watched a pap smear. And when she did the pap smear, she did have something, right?
It was like a Q-tip, long Q-tip, I think. But it wasn't like a spread them wide.
Oh, well, anyway. Yeah, she did my cervical check and she got in there. She felt the head. And she was like, oh, there's baby's head. Trent was like, say what?
I was like.
He was over there in the corner, like, jaw on the floor. Like, are you joking?
Did you just say you felt my baby's head?
He literally said that. And she was like, yeah, it's right there.
Wow.
Yeah, so baby's very low, which, I mean, I'm not surprised at all. Because I did feel it, like, drop. Like, I remember waking up one day and being like, oh, my God, I can barely walk. So
it's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's set in the pelvis, ready to freaking just come out.
Wow.
At any time. And we saw hair on the...
we did see hair.
On the ultrasound. She said, your baby has a little bit of hair. Which explains the acid reflux. And the heartburn. And the indigestion.
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 What is that, French? The indigestion.
But then our doctor ruined the gender for us.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still... I think I've gotten over that until now. We brought that back up. But
sorry. Sorry to open back up a wound. But, okay. So she was talking labor with us and everything and just, like, kind of explaining next steps, whatever. And as she was explaining it, she kept referring to the baby as she and her. She was like, oh, well, she'll come when she's ready, blah, blah, blah. And she said it multiple times. And so I was thinking in my head, like, do I say something or do I not say something? Because up to this point, we no one has said anything about the gender. We don't know what the gender is. Like, we have stayed clear of gender talk. And so all of a sudden, she's calling this baby she.
Shouldn't send them.
And I was just like, kidding. I have to ask. Like, it was so obvious that she was doing it that I was like, if I don't ask, I'm just going to be like, it's going to kill me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm asking. So I was like, so is our baby a girl? And she was like, oh, I'm so, so, so sorry. Like, I totally thought I heard you refer to it as a girl. I have no idea what it is. I promise. She promised us that she still had no idea what it was. And so Trent and I leave this appointment like,
it's a girl.
Kind of in shock. Like, I would seriously explain it as shock.
Yeah.
The way I was feeling.
Well, because in one side, I was like, I believe her. But then on the other side, you're like, she's got to say that because she doesn't want it. She wants to try to protect what we're trying to do here.
Do you think there would be any world in which she would have said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry? Like, no. if she had
maybe.
Ruined it?
Maybe.
Like, if she actually did slip like, up, do so you think she would have admitted it?
I don't know. I think maybe. Because, like I was saying, like, when you know you screw up and you're like, trying to keep in a secret or something.
Yeah.
And, like, you're trying to backtrack. Uh-huh. You, like, backtrack too much almost, you know? And she didn't do that. So that's what makes me kind of believe her and, like, she doesn't know. Because they told us from the start that she doesn't know. Like, they don't tell her because they don't want her to ruin it.
Right. And there's really no reason for her to know.
Correct.
They said, like, unless there's an issue with, you know, literally the gender parts itself, like, she doesn't need to know what the gender is. So they don't put it on the sheet. They don't really talk about it. They just... So you're right. Like, technically, she shouldn't know.
Yeah.
And, like, I understand if she, you know, got us confused with another... A previous patient, or if she, you know, thought I said she, I don't know, but like, I swear I didn't, but
well, I know, I don't think that you did. I don't think you did.
But like, she could have just in her mind made up that, you know, I don't know, but it was I was like shaking after the appointment because I'm like, oh my God, which I already
thought.
You were
shaking because you were mad because she said girl, not boy, right?
I was already under the impression that we were having a girl. So, like, that just, like, kind of confirms my opinion that we're having a girl.
Yeah. Still?
Still.
Okay.
And because, I mean, I understand that we can have small boys and that I'm sure there's babies out there who are boys and they weighed at 5 pounds, 7 ounces.
But if it's when it's born, it's 3 weeks from now, it could be normal. 7 pounds.
Yes. So, but it's still on the smaller side. It always has been.
Yeah. But I don't think that has anything to do with it.
It could be a boy, but I don't know. I have a feeling it's a girl.
I do too, honestly. I switched to a team girl.
Because why? Please explain.
Because I don't want them little ad boy.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding. But no.
We'll just have a jockey on our hands.
So I think that the main reason I'm switching more, leaning more towards, I still, like, you would rather have, or not you, but if I were to pick, I would pick boy, right? If you get to pick, for me. But now since that happened, that whole situation happened, I lean more towards girl because there's a chance that she really did fuck it up. That's why. So I'd be like 60-40 now. I think it's going to be a girl.
Yeah.
But there's still a chance that I believe her as well. So I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, at this point I would be completely shocked if it came out and she said, it's a boy.
Oh, wait. You're about to be shocked, baby.
I'm fully prepared for her to pull it out and say, it's a girl. And I'm going to go, you ruined it. You spoiled it for us.
Oh, we've known that for weeks, Doc.
I'm 100% going to ask her if it ends up being a girl, I'm going to say, so did you actually know that and you ruined it and you tried to cover it up?
It's fine if you did, Doc.
Right.
But we just want to know.
Yeah, I need to know.
They're going to know.
Yeah, crazy.
But I don't know. But if she pulls it out and it has like the biggest wiener of all time, that's my son.
There's no way. There's literally no way.
Damn.
We did see. Thought we saw balls on the ultrasound.
It looked like balls, yeah.
There's no way the balls are that big.
No, they're not even dropped yet.
Yeah.
So
I am 2 centimeters dilated.
Which is cool.
Which, not expecting that at all.
No.
I was fully prepared going in to be zero, locked in tight. And here we are, 2 centimeters, which...
You could be more now.
I know, it could be more now. Who knows?
Baby's ready to come on down.
But truly, it doesn't mean anything because my water could break tomorrow. Or I could just walk around at 2 centimeters, 3 centimeters, 4 centimeters, 5 centimeters, 6 centimeters for 2 weeks. Who knows?
Yeah. Wow.
That's the hard part at this stage is like you don't know what the fuck's going on. And you don't know when
or what. I
haven't
really known what the fuck's going on this whole time.
Really? Tell us a little bit more about that.
I'm just kidding. But
yeah, Trent didn't know what an induction was. That's not a bad thing. I'm just saying. It is our first time doing this.
My wife likes to embarrass me in front of people, so that's cool.
I don't think other people would know that. Like, that's. I'm not saying you're stupid for not knowing that.
I didn't think that really C-section and induction were the same thing, but I thought induction was some type of like
surgery or something. Yeah.
But then as I went and kept going, then I figured out what induction meant.
Yeah, induction is just getting medicine to speed up the process.
Induce.
Yeah.
Labor.
Yes, literally that. Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm learning.
Yeah. So last night we went on our final date.
Yes, we did.
Before baby's arrival, which we have no idea when that is.
Yeah. So we're going on a date probably next week too.
No, that was our last one. Last one. But we went to Hearsay on the Waterway, which is one of our go-to spots. We've been there multiple times at this point.
Yeah. Everything was cool.
It was freaking hot.
When we booked it, we thought it was going to feel good outside. So we were like, let's sit outside.
We were fully like, it's fall. Nope.
It's not.
We were sweating our asses off.
Fuck.
Trent ordered a steak and he's out there getting the meat sweats. Just and he's wearing this white shirt. He's like, if I stand up right now, like my shirt will be see-through.
Yeah, fudge.
But yeah, I got the fish tacos. They were fire.
They were good.
And I got French fries. Yum.
They were weird.
They were weird. They were like the weirdest shaped French fries I've ever seen in my life.
They were chips.
They were not curly fries. They were not shoestring. They were not steak.
They literally
they
look
were
like a potato chip, but like fried.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. I wonder how they cut the potato. It's weird.
They probably had some type of slicer.
But I also got the most incredible mocktail.
It was good. I tried it.
Best one I've had this whole entire pregnancy. It was strawberry, lime, Fresh. Mint, and coconut water.
Coconut water.
Coconut water, yeah. And I loved it because it wasn't too sweet. All of the other mocktails I've gotten are like just like juice. Like, I literally got a margarita at Kirby Ice House.
Yeah, it sucked.
And that shit was straight lime juice and orange juice mixed together.
You need
to
remember that whatever concoction you just said.
Yeah, it'd be perfect with vodka. Like,
yeah,
incredible.
Yeah.
It could probably do without the coconut water if it had vodka, but it was fire. Delicious. So 10 out of 10 dinner date.
10 out of 10, recommend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other than the heat.
And then we went for dessert.
Yes. I got me a milkshake because my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
And they're like,
it's better than yours. Damn right.
Yeah.
It's better than yours.
Okay.
Oreo but, milkshake, that is.
They're better than yours. no, the I got two scoops of just ice cream.
The shittiest flavors out of all.
No,
of them.
You said they sounded good. You said
the butter pecan is way too strong. Way too strong.
The butter pecan,
they
which is fire,
it.
And salted caramel, which is fire. And they go together. That's what you said. And
they go together like ram-a-lam-a-lam-a, a ding a ding a dong. Together forever like
shoo-bop,
shawada-wada, dip it doop doop, bang, bang, da 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 da.
That's giving
we'll
high
always
school
be
musical.
Like one, one,
is that, what is that?
It's Grease.
I knew
Come
it was...
on, get it together. Sorry, what were you saying?
Get it together. Go together. I don't know what I was saying.
Your ice cream flavor sucked. That's what I was saying.
They were good. I thought they were delicious. So,
yeah, well, my milkshake was delicious. Thanks for asking.
I already knew it was.
Oh, I'm just over here being a cow, by the way. I want everyone to know I'm mooing over here. Because I am leaking that colostrum.
Yeah, you are.
Like, I've got shit tons of
it. You got colostrum on deck.
Literally. Which is really cool, actually. Because I'm able to collect it and save it, and if we need it
well,
for baby.
Well, you really need to you need to make sure you're using a sterile cup or
oh
syringe. And I think you need to read the directions on the box and do it that way.
People on TikTok are wild. People on social media in general are wild.
So, yeah, here's the deal. So, we read your comments. We like them. We don't agree with them most of the time. We like them. If we like the sweet ones, we respond to them. And most of the time, it's me responding, by
it's
the way.
It's 100%
and,
Trent responding
and
to
I, a lot of the times, I want to respond to the ones that are trying to be doctors. You know? You're not a doctor. So.
Maybe they are.
Take
you
a step
know.
Back. Maybe you are. Maybe you are. But maybe you should say, hey, I'm a doctor.
I just
Instead
don't.
Of do this, do that. You don't know.
Like, I just don't understand, and maybe it's because, like, we have kids in our lives, like, toddlers and, you know, nieces, nephews, that whole thing. I just don't understand, like, why it's so, so important with a newborn to sterilize everything and make sure everything's so sterile when, like, literally
but
their passy's going to fall on the ground and you're going
to
put it.
Yes, clean it.
Well,
it
I know.
Falls on the floor.
I know, but like they're gonna touch whatever and put their hands in their mouth. Like
that's
they're gonna like.
I mean, it's gonna happen, but that's because you're trying to. And this is coming from me, and I'm not even the clean person. Their immune system is not there yet, so it's a lot easier for them to get sick, right?
Well, yes, I understand
right.
that.
So that's why you. Try
but, like,
to
there's a certain
stuff.
Like I'm talking about the people who go above and beyond. Like there are
like
people.
Who?
There are people who won't use. The dishwasher to wash bottles, they think that they need to sterilize the bottle separately in its own sterile.
Like who?
A lot of people.
Oh.
And like, it's like, no, just throw that shit in the dishwasher. Like, what? I don't understand.
I got nothing. I don't know. But,
and like the people who use like separate dish soap, separate laundry detergent, separate this, that, the other, like,
well, their baby could be allergic to the regular one.
Well, yes, have a I understand to that it. For sure. But anyway, I just, I sterilize, like I cleaned the shot glass when I put my colostrum in it. Like it's clean. I'm not using like a dirty one.
I'm
not a fucking idiot.
We rummaged through the trash and then we
pulled it out and put some colostrum in it.
And then sucked it up, put it in the fridge. Not the freezer.
We did put in the freezer. They're all in the freezer. Thank you very much.
Those of you who don't know, Jenny's actually like TikTok famous. Not really, but she's got a pretty good mommy following on there. Pregnant people are following her.
Yeah.
And she gets a lot of nice and sweet comments. No negative comments, which is good, other than maybe they say like I wouldn't do it that way or whatever. But
the very first video got a bunch of negative comments. I was getting bullied.
Yeah.
TikTok had to do the like anti-bullying thing on my video.
Yeah. Well, what I think is cool, so there's been multiple people comment, like, hey, I've been following you since your initial video.
Uh-huh.
And, like, so it's been, like, 9 months, you know, they've been following her.
It's been
keeping
all
up
year,
with
which is crazy.
So it's been, like, it's been pretty cool, and those people are like, hey, you know, one person said I'm 25 weeks or 20 weeks, whatever she said, and your early videos helped get me through it, which is cool.
Yeah.
So shout out to Jenny, you know?
Literally, I'm the best. What up?
Cool. There's mostly nice comments.
Yeah. I mean, I was not expecting to, have people actually follow me. I literally was just making videos because I wanted to be able to look back on these videos.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a fun time to like document all this stuff, because I know firsthand, like, you forget everything that happens. Through pregnancy, you're like, did I have that? Did that symptom bother me? Like, you just forget everything. So it's nice to have it all documented and you can look back. And if I get pregnant again, I'll be like, oh, I can compare notes.
Did you say when?
If.
Oh.
There's no guarantee, Trent.
I know.
God willing.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, so TikTok, the TikTok docs.
Yeah.
Are out and about, and you know, we see it.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sterile as can be over here, don't worry. But I do have colostrum on deck, so watch out.
Watch out, people.
Yeah. I'm just like so excited to see you hold a baby.
What up?
We keep having moments where we're like, what if your water breaks right now?
Yeah.
What would we do?
We'd go to the hospital.
It's just so confusing. Like, do you bring your hospital bag with you everywhere?
I don't know. I've never done this before.
And like,
we should ask everybody on TikTok.
It's just, I don't know. It's a weird time.
Yeah. I don't think, it's getting close to the time where we probably need to put our bags in there. I would say you need to put your bag in your car, because I mean, if you're at work or something and I'm at work, then meet there or both in my car. I don't know.
But once again, like, what about my toothbrush? What about my charger? What about my pillow? Like the shit that
that stuff there.
And my face wash. Like, I don't want to just keep my face stuff in the car because I use that.
No,
every
I'm
night.
Not telling you to.
I just don't understand what you do about the stuff that you use day to day that you need. Do you just take your bag in and out from the car every single time? That's a pain in the ass.
No.
My philosophy is I'm going to 40 weeks and this baby's not going to come out on its own and we're going to get induced.
Cool.
I hope not, but
we'll see.
That's what I'm prepping my mind for. But my doctor did say, she said she doesn't want me going past my due date. Which means that if we don't have this baby naturally, September 30th is the day.
So I'm like,
we're getting this baby.
I'm like, for whatever you want, you know, obviously. But like, part of me wants it to go all the way.
Why?
Because so I can have my parents here.
Oh. Well, they'll still be here. Well, they just have to, like, leave right when things start happening.
But I'm just saying, like, the whole... I mean, I know.
Like, it does help that it gives us a date.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just... It would be so cool to see, like, my body do its thing, like, from start to finish. Like, without... Well, not without anything, but just, you know.
No,
like,
yeah.
I want to know what it feels like for your water to break.
You want me to show you?
Oh, God. No.
I don't know.
I did think I was losing my mucus plug this week, but I think it was just like the doctor irritating my uterus.
Our baby's head.
when she was sticking her fist up in there. Go and so
doc.
I had a little bit of like goopy goop come out, but I don't think it was my mucus plug.
Yeah.
Because nothing else has come out since then. So I think we're still plugged up.
Plug it.
Yeah, and other than that, like, I've had this week a lot more Braxton Hicks than normal, which has been exciting.
Yeah, that just means it's getting closer and closer.
And I do look, like, large. Like, last night when I wore that dress, like...
You had a belly.
I look pregnant now.
You looked amazing.
Yeah, thanks. I can't even friggin' chip or...
You can't even shit.
I can't. I can't clip my toenails anymore. Oh, yeah.
I'm not very good at it.
Trying to do that. Why do you keep looking at your phone?
I'm looking at football scores.
Why do you have to do that in the middle of the podcast?
You just ruined it. You just keep talking.
Fantasy football.
Sorry, people. Hey, it's not fantasy football. Fantasy football is tomorrow.
What are you looking at?
College football.
Okay, did you look at the Memphis score?
Yeah.
That's all I care about. What is it? Are we winning?
27 to 10.
So we're still winning?
Wait, did you just guess? Yeah. Let's look at the Alabama game.
Is it over yet?
No, probably not. I didn't see the Memphis game. Because when you pull up the scores, it only shows the ranked teams. So you have to search for it. I was just looking at the Alabama game, see what the score was. Because I like Alabama.
Yeah, so anyway, baby's locked and loaded and ready to shoot out. So that's that.
Yep.
Can't wait.
She's going to fall down your leg.
It's going to be the weirdest feeling coming home from the hospital.
I'm going to be like.
wait, what? Oh, driving?
I'm just kidding.
Like, yeah, Trent already drives slow as fuck. We're screwed.
I drive safe.
We'll get home in about an hour.
I drive safe. Jenny is a horrible driver.
That's not true. I get there fast and efficient. What you mean?
Yeah.
Guess who just recently got a ticket? And guess who, knock on wood, has never gotten a ticket before
what did
in
I
our
get,
life?
What did I get a ticket for? Going too fast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I drove too slow, though.
I don't know what your problem is. I don't know how you got a ticket. Like, don't you know you always have an eye out for cops? Like, number one rule, if you're going fast, like that NASCAR.
Well, I was trying to go freaking...
Fast car?
I was trying to go around the car, and it was over a hill. I can't see over a hill.
You always know. You always know the spots that the cops are going to be. You got to be one step
ahead.
I've
seen a cop in this spot before. I was trying to get the HEB.
Oh, my God.
And I was
literally
impatient.
My point.
I was impatient.
No, you always have to have your patient panties on. And you always, if you're speeding, you have to know when to slow down. You have to know where they might be. Think ahead. Speaking of cops, the whole Tyreek Hill thing...
Yeah.
I still don't know what to think.
I don't really care, to be honest.
When it first came out, I was like, there's no way that he was super respectful and, you know, didn't do anything wrong and they treated him like that. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
And sure enough, like, he kind of obeyed, but he definitely was not being, like, 100% obedient by any means. Like, he definitely talked back to them a little bit. He definitely was being
a little bit hard, like, they took him out of the car. I think he was talking back to him. But
he wasn't obeying what they were asking him to do. He wasn't putting down his window. He wasn't,
that was the only
like,
thing.
His car was tinted. They can't see in. They don't know what he's going to do or whatever.
Like, all that would have been avoided if he was just left his window down.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Or cracked it even.
Right. They definitely were way too rough on him. And
well, yeah,
you know,
they were definitely on a power trip. Oh, this is Tyreek Hill.
Right. Like, there was definitely some weird shit going on, but I don't think Tyreek Hill can come out of this and fully be like, I didn't do anything and I was right. blah, blah. Like, no, I'm sorry. If you want to see obedient, put me in front of the cops.
You need to be on the video. Like, hey, this is how you should behave.
Literally, I would be the poster child of how cops want to.
You got
to
cry. That's the thing.
Step one. Show that you are less scared. Lesser than.
Well, the window deal, it wouldn't be that big of a deal if his windows weren't so tinted. Like, they couldn't right. see in the car, so, hey.
Yeah, so how do they
what
know?
Is he doing in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not doing anything. Probably doesn't have a weapon, maybe not. But
they have no idea.
Yeah. They can't see in there. Mm-hmm. What if he rolls the window down, pop, pop.
Exactly.
And drives off.
Yeah.
Probably not going to happen, but.
Right. But you never know. As a cop, you've got to be, you know, prepared for anything.
Fuck it. Get out of the car.
Yeah, it was really weird that they, like, shoved him to the ground. Yeah. And, like, all of that was really unnecessary, I thought. But, yeah, just a whole weird situation.
And then the funny part of the video was, like, they were trying to sit him down. And he was like, I got to stand up because I just had knee surgery. And then he's about to play a football game.
Yeah.
You didn't have knee surgery.
All the comments on the video were really funny. Like, he should have just ran out of there. Cheetah. See ya.
Yeah.
No way they can catch him.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we can't really speak to it because we're not African-American or whatever.
So. Yeah, and I totally, like, some of the comments, I was like, oh, I can only imagine. Like, yeah. Some of the, some women were like, I can't imagine. Like, this is why I'm so scared for my black boy, like, you know. Yeah. My younger child, like, because this stuff happens. And I can see that, like.
And your boy's not Tyreek Hill.
Right,
so.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, unfortunate situation for sure.
Yep.
How do you think Bogey's going to be with the baby?
Hopefully just like that. Sleeping.
He's KO'd right now.
He's going to be wild. He's going to stomp its head a couple times, probably.
Do you think he's going to be, like, so excited?
Probably. He's going to not know. He's going to bring his toys to the baby.
And drop it on it.
I hope so. And then the baby drops it, and then he gets it and puts it back on his lap.
That'll be so funny when our baby can start, like, I don't know, throwing. Kicking and stuff yeah. and, like, I don't know, reacting. That'll be really funny to watch.
Yeah.
And then when our baby can, like, throw the ball.
Yeah.
For him, and they can play fetch together. Aw. Can't wait. Exciting things around the corner.
Yeah, trick.
Just around the corner.
Just around the corner.
That's the puberty video song.
What?
Remember from school, the Just Around the Corner song?
No.
The video you watched?
No, we didn't watch it. I didn't go to school in Texas.
Oh, well, we watched a video and they sang that song. And it was all about, like, what's to come in puberty, just around the corner.
Why is my voice changing? Ugh.
Anyway, anything else to chat about?
No, I mean, we got a good day of football in front of us.
Lots of shows, though.
We got fantasy football tomorrow, so they're part of the day, year. We've been watching lots of shows that we haven't finished.
PSA, Only Murders in the Building is back, and it's good so far.
We can't speak on it.
Why?
Because.
All I was going to say is I think it's better than last season.
Yeah, that's fair. But
I think
can't
it's funny.
Give any details?
It's funny this season. So I still hate Selena Gomez's voice, though. I cannot stand it.
Selena Gomez.
There's something about her voice that just makes me want to literally punch her in the face.
She sounds like she's pinching her nose while she talks.
It's more than that, though. Like, I can handle a nasally voice, but oh my God.
It's very nasal.
It is just.
Is Martin Short your favorite?
I don't know. I really love both of them.
Yeah.
Martin Short and Steve Martin. They're so funny. Like, Steve Martin, he cracks me up because every time he talks and every time I see him, it makes me think of Pink Panther. And Pink Panther is hilarious.
Pink Panther's funny.
And I love him.
Yeah.
And then Martin Short's really funny.
He is funny.
He's
Martin
really
Short
funny.
Is probably my favorite.
Yeah. It's just such a good show.
And then they brought in Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
Eugene Levy and Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
It's a good season, so yeah. Highly recommend Hulu. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, I'm watching. I've only gotten through episode one.
Sucks.
But I
that
will
shows
be
you how
tuning
sucky
in.
It is.
That's my new reality TV show that I'm going to watch while Trent's gone. So there's that.
Where am I going?
To work. Well, not anytime soon. So
you're gonna day watch?
You need to get into it. You would like it. It's crazy.
I'm not watching Mormon Wives.
But it's like it's not what you think.
I'm still not watching it.
They are crazy. They swing. They're swingers.
Oh yeah, that makes
they're
me
Mormon
watch
swingers.
It.
It's crazy. And they drink soda.
In that case, I'm in.
I'm just kidding. They do all the things. They're crazy. They definitely do drugs. My new favorite thing is in football when someone like, I don't know, acts like a football player and
makes
like
a big tackle and gets up acting crazy.
Yeah, like they get up and they get really hype and they're like, ah, I'm like, that dude's definitely on drugs. Every time.
It's pretty hysterical. I started saying it too. Oh, he's
okay,
on drugs.
So Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and then what else have we, there's a new show, The Perfect Couple, that I want to watch.
Prison Break, which Jenny hates. She doesn't want to watch it.
I don't hate it. It's just like, it's gone on for a really long time.
No, it hasn't.
We are those people, or at least I am. Maybe it would be different if it wasn't for me, but I get to the point where I'm so invested in a show, and then I reach the 70th episode, and I'm done.
Well, we're not even close to that.
All of
it's
a sudden,
only like
just drop off.
The 30th episode.
Like, that's my toxic trait, is just like all of a sudden being done with the show. For no reason.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like I just get worn out and I need something new.
Like Mormon Wives?
Yes. Like a good classic reality TV show.
Kill me.
That's what Baby and I will be doing. Like once you go back to work and I'm still on maternity leave, like that's what we're going to be doing. Watching reality TV.
Reality TV.
Yeah.
No, you're going to be watching Bluey.
No, Baby doesn't know what it's watching at that point. So mommy shows for sure. There's another show that I can't think of it.
We're about to start one.
Yeah,
maybe
the
tonight.
Perfect Couple.
Maybe tonight.
But I've heard it's not that good. So
is that the TV show?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if it's not that
it's
good,
like, it's based on a book. Oh, the what is he doing? God, our dog is hilarious. He's on his back, feet up in the air, legs wide open. That's hilarious. Anywho. Oh, Tell Me Lies.
Tell me more.
Is a show I'm also watching. It's the season number two.
What's that about?
It's like college show, college kid
oh,
romance.
Oh, yeah. It's the
like,
one that you watched before. Yeah, yeah.
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 It's based on a book. It's good.
Okay.
I would recommend it. Oh, I also read a book called By Baby. By Carola
DeVille?
No. But really good book. Highly recommend to everyone out there who likes reading.
All right. I think I'm going to read it.
You wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't read it anyways.
All the girlies out there who like reading, Bye Baby. Go read
bye
it.
Bye. You need to start incorporating
bye,
reads into
bye,
your TikToks.
Miss American Pie.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die. Wow.
This will be the day that I die.
Wow. That was incredible.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And on that note, we've got some football to watch.
Yeet.
We might see you next week. We might not. We might have a baby. We might not. We don't know. So ooh.
Keep you on your toes.
You with that. Stay ready.
We out.
Bye.